with James Harden. Will he be able to do it? The central piece to trade is Indianapolis native Eric Gordon. Is that going to be enough with other pieces? I don't know. But Daryl Morey swings for the fences, and here we have, he's connected on another home run.
Clippers are apparently now focusing their efforts on keeping free agent Blake Griffin. Source telling ESPN's Ramona Shelburne, the Clippers believe it will take a five-year deal to keep Griffin in Los Angeles. Phil Jackson out in New York. Jackson and the Knicks agreeing to part ways. Knicks failing to make the playoffs in Jackson's 3 years as team president. Steve Mills will continue as general manager and lead the team during free agency. Indians manager Terry Francona back in the dugout tonight. Francona left Monday's game against the Rangers, underwent tests at the Cleveland Clinic after experiencing an elevated heartbeat. On the scoreboard, Giants beat the Rockies in San Francisco 5-3. Rockies have now dropped 8 straight.
It's an Independence Day doubleheader as Aaron Judge and the Yankees face AL East rival Josh Donaldson and the Blue Jays, followed by Red Sox Rangers. Coverage starts at 12:30 Eastern on the 4th of July on ESPN Radio, presented by ExxonMobil.
Hi. A couple of weeks ago, my car started
squealing?
Yeah. So I want to replace my
brake pads.
Wow, you really know your
stuff?
Well, I've got a lot to do. I think I'm going to need some...
Coffee?
Yeah.
At Advance Auto Parts, we have the quality parts you
want
to get the job done. Okay, it's starting to feel really
weird. Yeah, it's kind of my thing.
Advance Auto Parts. Let's get you back on the road.
There are two things every parent wants when their child goes to college: for their child to do well, and a way to afford it. Now, with Discover Student Loans, parents can have the best of both worlds. Not only do our loans cover up to 100% of school-certified costs with zero fees, but we'll give them a cash reward for each new student loan if they earn at least a 3.0 GPA or equivalent. That means every A in history or B in math could help them earn a cash reward for good grades. Just one of the many ways we treat you like you'd treat you. Apply now in 15 minutes or less at discoverstudentloans.com. Limitations apply.
The Final Lap with Carrie Murphy is on. NASCAR News now.
Hey, did you see this? Carl Edwards made an appearance at Sonoma Raceway this past weekend on behalf of his sponsor, Stanley, a commitment he had made before making his stepping down announcement. First, he said, quote, "I haven't even considered coming back," end quote. So what's Carl been up to? Well, he's been working on his Missouri farm, tried some sailing, went to Hawaii, did some flying for his sponsor Cessna, broke the unofficial SUV land speed record, and more. If he's not coming back, by the way, why does he still have sponsors? Makes you wonder. As we look ahead to this weekend at Daytona, this will be Dale Earnhardt Jr.'s last race at the track under a full-time schedule. But he left the door open for racing the 500 again.
Well, you never say never. I'm just retiring from full-time racing. I'm going to run some Xfinity races next year. I don't know that I won't ever run the Daytona 500 again. If the right deal comes along. But all these tracks have good memories at all of them, Daytona included. And I'm going to be coming back to these tracks, and I want to continue to be a part of the sport. So I don't know how it's going to affect me, really. It's hard for me to put that into words because I don't know what that's going to feel like.
Like us at facebook.com/thefinallap.
Get to JCPenney for our 4th of July sale. Save up to 40% on select LG appliances. Plus, get up to a $500 Visa prepaid card when you purchase more appliances. And get 30-month special financing on purchases with your JCPenney credit card. Save big on LG major appliances. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Available in select stores. Some terms, conditions, and exclusions apply. Financing terms valid 6/21 to 7/12 on purchases of $7.99 or more. Must request at time of purchase. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. Limit 1 Visa prepaid card by mail as a rebate per address. Except in Rhode Island. See store or jcp.com/appliances for details.
Cricket has something epic for you. An adventure like no other. Starring free select 4G LTE smartphones when you switch and a $50 bill credit even if you don't need a phone. Now in a store near you. Cricket Wireless. Something to smile about.
Select phones are Samsung Galaxy M2, Alcatel Street, ZT, Sonata 3, LG, Fortune for free phone and bill credit. Must switch number and activate service on at least $30 per month plan with activation fee up to $25. Bill credit requires 2 service payments within 45 days. Credit received within 60 days. Taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Hour number 3 of the Todd Brolenkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, continuing on until 7 o'clock tonight. Welcome aboard, or thank you for sticking with us. Whatever the case may be, Kyle Mann, our producer, with us also on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Just a reminder, looks like we might have some weather issues tonight with some thunderstorms and maybe more rolling through the area. We'll keep you updated as best as we can about watches and warnings, at least while we're on the air. And then after we're off the air, we've always got somebody in the building capable of breaking into ESPN programming or whatever you may be hearing tonight, Twins baseball on 107.5 FM. They'll give you the pertinent weather updates as well. KGYMRadio.com is the place to go to vote in our poll question today. It has to do with the Chris Paul opt-in and trade with the Clippers sending him to the Houston Rockets. Does that automatically make Houston Golden State's biggest threat in the West? Yes or no? Find Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's and next to the Home Depot. I mentioned earlier that I was over at Veterans Memorial Stadium today, taking in a little bit of the second game, or third game, I should say, of that four-game series between Burlington and the Colonels. And it's not too often that you see a custom Hummer in the lower parking lot, but the Bees have a shortstop by the name of Roberto Baldaquin, who signed for $8 million out of Cuba. He was a Cuban immigrant. And he has yet to play above Class A ball.
How old is he?
3 years. He's still only like 23, I think. 22, 23. He's not terribly old.
Well, for $8 million, I'm guessing the Angels were hoping that he would eventually, he'd be above this level at this point, right?
It was the height of like Yoenis Cespedes mania, and all of these Cuban players that were signing looked like they were gold. And I think the Angels maybe thought, well, we got to get us a Cuban player. And so they went out and threw $8 million at this kid. And Jeff Johnson of the Cedar Rapids Gazette and I were admiring it was red with red rims. I'm talking custom job right down to the fact, and I've never seen this before, but he had his, I'll call it a logo, his initials on the front grill of the Hummer. Now, if you think that's cool, then let me throw a curveball your way. Baldaquin, by the way, injured his shoulder in the game today. I don't know whether it's going to be serious moving forward or not, where he would need some time on the disabled list. Okay, so you've got probably a six-figure custom Hummer. His parents picked him up outside of the visiting clubhouse to drive him back to Burlington. His parents were the ones who drove the vehicle from Miami to Burlington. And so does that take away from the coolness factor of having the Humvee with the, I guess, your own logo on the grill? It's a six-figure vehicle, but mom and dad are coming to pick you up at the ball game and maybe take you out for an Ecto cooler afterwards.
No, I think that's a nice gesture. Letting the parents use the vehicle.
Sound system in that thing looked amazing. Sounded amazing.
How much do you think that thing cost?
JJ and I were talking about this, and I said I don't even want to try to put my finger on the dollar value. But you take what would be a regular standard Hummer, which I don't think they even make those anymore. This is several years old, but you take the standard, you load it out, you max it. I mean, I bet it's loaded. You signed for $8 million. What are you going to do with that money, right? Well, if he never makes it above A-ball, I would hope that he took what was left over and invested it wisely. Because, yeah, how cool is that vehicle when you're washed out of the minor leagues and trying to do something else for a living?
When you're a .228 career hitter with 5 home runs? Yeah, in three years.
But you know what? He's good defensively. He's very good defensively.
Well,
the glove, they say, will play. But I don't think the bat is going to carry him to the point where his glove will allow him to make it on his own. I mean, he's going to need to hit at some point. But would you make that trade? You've got a fantastic automobile. But you're spotted getting picked up by your parents.
Yeah, I have no problem with that.
You wouldn't have any issue with that?
No, my parents still pick me up at certain places.
All right. Three.
No issues with that.
Like after you're off the air tonight?
No, no.
Is your dad going to be, because God knows we love seeing your dad here in Eastern Iowa. Some people in the building.
He's tall. Did you know that?
More than others. So I may or may not have heard that story a few times. He's not coming to Chicago with us, is he?
I don't think so.
Cubs, Cardinals?
Not that I know of.
Do we have an update on that? Big Ten Media Days are next month, the 24th and 25th. The Cubs and the Cardinals are playing Sunday night baseball at Wrigley Field the evening before Big Ten Media Day, and we're trying to see if we can get a KGYM field trip to Wrigley Field.
I think it's going to happen. No update on it as of now.
Okay.
I'll maybe... Yeah,
because I think the boss was in a good mood earlier today. As I said, I walked past, and I heard a string of expletives, but they were a very familiar string of expletives. And there he was watching a Wally Backman video on YouTube from his time as manager of the South Georgia Peanuts. If you've never seen it and you're on YouTube and you're not afraid of colorful language... The color I'm thinking of, by the way, would be blue, very, very blue. Just Google Wally Backman, of course, a very good, a fantastic player, part of the 1986 New York Mets team, legendary figure with the Mets, and was manager of the Arizona Diamondbacks for like 5 days before they decided to look into his past and realized he had some issues, so they got rid of him almost before they even hired him.
So they hired him and then found out about the issues?
Yeah.
I was.
Well, the media found out about the issues and then it came to light.
I've always wondered this because that's not the first time that's happened. How does that happen?
It's rarer nowadays.
Yeah, you would think.
But I guess it's a team that just decides it doesn't want to do its due diligence all that much. I mean, imagine being caught off guard by that, and you've already announced that the guy is going to be your manager, and oh, by the way, did you guys know about his history with DUIs, and there may or may not have been domestic violence thrown into, I can't remember what it was, but it was unflattering to the point that instead of managing the Arizona Diamondbacks, he managed the South Georgia Peanuts in some independent league. They made a TV show out of it, and that's why these clips are still floating around on the internet.
And I guess even to a lesser degree, when you see a college coach get hired, like George O'Leary at Notre Dame, and then they hire the guy, and then it comes out that he hasn't graduated college, they don't ask for a copy of the diploma, or they don't, I don't know, go ask the school, call the school.
The register's office and check to see if you've got a record of a diploma on file for a possible employee, something that's a standard practice.
You're about to hire a guy for millions of dollars to take over one of the more valuable programs within your school, and you don't check to see if the guy graduated college? It's amazing to me. And I think a similar thing happened a few years ago. The name of the coach slips my mind, but he was coaching at Manhattan, who made the NCAA tournament, and he went on to another job, and it turned out that he hadn't graduated college, so he had to go get his degree before he took over that other job.
I do remember the instance. I don't remember the coach's name. This is an interesting story. Before we get to the 6 o'clock showdown tonight, by the way, CBSSports.com has a story about Utah, the Utes, and a brand new sponsorship that they have entered into for soda moving forward. And they apparently have made the change from Coca-Cola to Pepsi. And an issue that they're trying to address with their new soda sponsor is the fact that Pepsi's primary color is blue, whereas Coca-Cola's was red, and they're trying to get their new partner to dial it back a little bit on the color blue around campus.
So, okay, I thought you were going to come at me from a different angle, saying that now Utah is going to be adding more blue into their logos. So I'm glad that's not the case. But there's a little blue on their uniform, right? No? No, it's black.
It's
black and white.
Yeah, red, white, and then maybe just a little bit of black thrown in on the trim.
Well, then just put the Pepsi logo up. There's blue and red on it. You don't need to have blue all over campus. You wouldn't think that would be a deal breaker.
Now, they're getting very defensive about this because a spokesman for the university told a website there that they never asked Pepsi to change their logo. That's not what they were asking, but they were asking for a change in the artwork on some of the vending machines and signage around their campus, all because their colors are red.
And their rivals' colors are blue.
Rivals' colors are blue, and Pepsi is also blue. They'd have the same issue if they brought RC Cola on board. A big shout out to our friends down the hill at Dr. Pepper, by the way. 16 minutes into hour number three. You ready to do this?
I am.
It's the 6 o'clock showdown. Two people enter, one person leaves. 319-366-1600. What are we playing for tonight?
Well, we will find out after the intro.
Like all of history's great battles and that one episode of Seinfeld.
I'm out.
There can only be one winner.
I can't believe I'm losing to this guy.
Let's meet this week's showdown contestants.
And we will meet our two contestants after I tell you that we've got tickets to the next Z102.9 Mug Club night with the Cedar Rapids Colonels. It's coming up on July 7th. Pretty sure they're taking on the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers that night, the affiliate of the Milwaukee Brewers. This is a four-pack of tickets. Remember, the Friday Night Mug Club, one of the best deals around. A $6 purchase on your first beer gets you the refillable mug, and then it's $3 all night long. Or if you've already been to the ballpark and purchased a mug on a previous Friday, then you can bring the mug back in and start with the refills for $3 and just go straight through. So we had two contestants lined up, and there's really no way to get around this. Sometimes I would do a song and dance and make sure that this stuff didn't come out on the air, but it's coming out on the air because I need to explain what's going on. We had two contestants, and they both just simultaneously disappeared. I'm starting to think that the studio is haunted by the ghost of Tyler Ryder or some other spirit which has decided that it's going to just play absolute havoc on this program and this station in general. Two people, and they dropped simultaneously. That's amazing to me.
It was creepy.
I mean, that's never happened before. It's kind of like when you go to a ballpark or go to a football game and you say, I wonder what I'll see happen today that I've never seen happen before.
I just wonder if we can get two more contestants on the air. We need two more contestants because we had two.
Well,
they dropped off.
Give it a shot.
We can give it a shot.
319-366-1600. 7 questions, 60 seconds. You're going to be off to see the Cedar Rapids Colonels on a Z102.9 Mug Club. July 7th at Veterans Memorial Stadium. The Colonels on the wrong side of a 5-2 final today at the hands of the Burlington Bees. Had an opportunity to chat a little bit with my good friend Michael Braskowski, who's the play-by-play voice of the Bees. Not exactly the strongest club that Burlington has fielded, but they've had the Colonel's number the last couple nights, and we'll see. We talked with Tommy Watkins yesterday on the program about the general chemistry of the team moving forward and after four promotions, what that does, and how you have to try to hit the ground running and just live with the fact that your lineup has changed a little bit. They rode the rides at Modern Woodman Park in Davenport earlier in the week during their commuter trip to Davenport, and that sort of helped them build some chemistry issues. But we wish the Colonels the best of luck. That series finale coming up with the Bees tomorrow night, 6:35, weather permitting. And we're going to see if we can actually pull this off. Seven questions in 60 seconds.
All like nothing on this.
Heath in Anamosa is going to be answering my questions tonight. And then we've got Tony in Cedar Rapids, and he's going to be answering your questions, which I wrote for you earlier today.
So should Tony and I go first? Is that what should happen here?
You know what? I'm going to say Heath and I are going to go
first. All
right. First.
Well, you guys can go
okay,
first.
Okay, Heath, are you ready?
Yes, I am.
All right, which former NFL running back says that he thought about killing his former financial manager who apparently caused him to lose millions of dollars in investments?
Oh. Marshawn Lynch, I have no idea.
Who did the Cubs designate for assignment today?
Remember, if you don't know, you can say pass.
Pass.
Which former Virginia Cavalier was named the NBA's Rookie of the Year this year?
Pass.
The Colonels are in the middle of a series with the Burlington Bees. Who are the Bees affiliated with, the Angels, the Cubs, or the Indians?
Could you repeat those again?
The Angels, the Cubs, or the Indians?
Angels.
Very good. With Chris Paul being traded to the Houston Rockets, he will now have played for how many teams?
Three.
How many years did Phil Jackson work in the New York Knicks front office?
Three.
Okay, speaking of three, that's the number of correct answers that we got.
All right, Tony, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
All right, well, one of you, I think, turn your radio down. That would be great. But, Tony, your 60 seconds starts momentarily. If you don't know an answer, just say pass. What Big Ten school was Iowa wrestling commit Justin Mejia headed to before recommitting to Iowa?
Illinois.
How many NBA titles has Phil Jackson won as a head coach?
11.
What ACC school did Chris Paul attend? Duke, Wake Forest, North Carolina, or Maryland?
Wake Forest.
What NL East team did the Cubs acquire new catcher Victor Caratini from in 2014? New York, Miami, Philadelphia, or Atlanta?
Atlanta.
Iowa's latest football commit has a fruity last name. What is it?
Oh, cantaloupe.
What team lost to the College World Series last night in Omaha?
LSU.
Marc-Andre Fleury became the face of what NHL franchise last week?
The Islanders.
Well, that was 5 out of 7. That was very good. Congratulations going out to Troy, or Tony, I should say. My apologies, Tony. I'm going to put you on hold, and Kyle's going to make sure that you get that 4-pack of tickets to see the Colonels on a Z102.9 Mug Club coming up on July 7th. Heath, better luck next time, my friend.
Tony was on his game.
He
because
was.
I think your questions were pretty tough.
When he got the Chris Mejia question right off, or Justin Mejia, my apologies, right off the bat, which was only referenced, I believe, one time and hasn't been on any of the big boards today, but Mejia was committed to Illinois before recommitting to Iowa. When he got that one, I thought maybe we had Hall of Fame material there.
I thought so, too.
It's been a while since we've had somebody run the table and go 7 for 7, but it was close. So he only missed two.
I knew that number 5, where Iowa's latest football commit has a fruity last name, that was going to be tough. Plum.
Plum. He's out of Green Bay, Wisconsin.
And then the last
Jake,
one.
Jake Plum, right?
That's correct. The last one, or is it Jack?
Jack.
Jack. Marc-Andre Fleury became the face of the Las Vegas Golden Knights. He was drafted in the expansion draft.
This is a story we haven't really talked about, but it's gotten a little bit of play nationally from the standpoint of, is this further proof that NFL players are beaten and battered to the point where they're not making very good decisions? But Clinton Portis wanted to murder, not just sort of wanted to, he actually wanted to murder his former financial advisor who lost millions of dollars in bad investments for him. It was Miguel Montero who was designated for assignment by the Chicago Cubs today, Victor Caratini taking his place on the roster. Malcolm Brogdon is the Rookie of the Year this year in the NBA. He is the former Virginia Cavalier. And we did not get to the last question, but it was also related to the College World Series. Which team won the College World Series last night? We know LSU lost it. Florida won the All-SEC showdown. They won 2-0. And our good friend Jack Dom was there. Unfortunately, Jack was there because of Paul Maneri, who is the head coach at LSU. They're very good friends. And so it was sort of a bittersweet trip to Omaha for Jack and his son Casey and Sean Krantz, our good friend from the Coach's Corner. But as Sean said on Facebook last night, if you're a baseball fan and you've never been there, which I haven't, it is definitely one of those must-see events. You've got to go to the College World Series. And there were a ton of LSU fans there the last couple days. And having been around LSU fans before, and I'm not just talking about our good friend Cajun Troy, who is on the text line with us religiously, but having seen them at the Capital One Bowl way back in 2005, and boy, they tailgate.
Yes, they do.
They tailgate like no other fan base tailgates. You may think that Iowa and some of the other schools, Big Ten country, Big 12 country, tailgate. You've never seen anything like some of the setups that LSU fans have, and it's not just for football. They do it for baseball and everywhere.
I wanted to get back to one of the questions that you asked, and actually that I wrote up. The NBA Rookie of the Year was Malcolm Brogdon, who was selected 36th overall in the second round of last year's draft. So we've had discussions about one and dones. We've had discussions about that, whether that's good or bad for basketball. But Malcolm Brogdon was the latest selected Rookie of the Year in the history of the NBA.
That's fascinating. I did
not
know that.
Second round, 36th overall.
Latest pick to ever win Rookie of the Year.
I don't think a second round pick had ever won Rookie of the Year, period.
Wow.
Because those guys aren't even on guaranteed contracts, and for him to come in, not only make the Milwaukee Bucks, but to contribute the way that he did, was pretty impressive.
The more you know, Alex Kuhn with an extended cut of the 6 o'clock showdown. Not only do you get the question and the answer, but you get a little something to go along with it. 6:28, we'll step aside, take a quick break. When we come back, Kyle's going to have another big board update for you, and we'll take you up until 7 o'clock and close things up here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. You're listening to the Todd Brommelkamp Show, along with Alex Kuhn on KGYM.
I'm concerned about our computers. I keep hearing stories about viruses holding files hostage.
My brother's office hasn't had any issues. They work with IT solutions. You can find them at ineedmycomputerstowork.com.
IT solutions?
Yeah, they have affordable, custom, managed monthly care for businesses like ours.
How does it work?
Think of it like taking care of your teeth. You wouldn't wait until something goes wrong and then try and find a random dentist, right?
No.
Exactly. Their multi-level protection includes virus protection on workstations and servers, virus filters at your internet connection, keeping security patches up to date, and installing custom protection developed by IT solutions that no one else has. They also back up your data locally, so recovery is fast and easy.
Wow, all that for a low, affordable monthly fee and a plan that's customized just for us?
Yes, that's what IT solutions has been doing for over 30 years. Go to ineedmycomputerstowork.com for more info.
Well, I've got a few minutes before our meeting. I'll go to ineedmycomputerstowork.com right now.
For you, there is no off season. You're going hard whether you're on the job, heading off to hunt, or tromping through the trails. Red Wing Shoes has the protection and grip to take you anywhere you want to go. Right now, Red Wing brand and Irish Setter shoes and boots are 20% off, so they'll feel even more comfortable on your wallet. Save 20% now on Red Wing brand and Irish Setter shoes and boots, Heritage brand excluded, at Red Wing Shoes in the Fountains by Hy-Vee on Edgewood Road, Cedar Rapids.
Welcome back. 6:30 right on the dot. We'll make it a quick in and out with Kyle Mann. Midwest One has over 40 locations across the corridor to serve your banking needs. Midwest One, where you're the one.
It was announced earlier today that the Iowa women's basketball team will be playing Florida State for their matchup in the Big Ten ACC Challenge, and that game's going to be played in Iowa City on Wednesday, November 29th. Iowa returns four starters from a team that went 20-14 and appeared in the women's NIT a year ago. But the Seminoles finished ranked 7th in the NCAA after going 28-7 and advancing to the Elite Eight. The Colonels lost 6-2 to the Burlington Bees for the second game in a row last night and had a quick turnaround for a noon game today. Eduardo Del Rosario started for the Colonels and surrendered 5 runs in 5 1/3 innings, and that's all the Bees needed to cruise to a 5-2 victory. The Colonels will try to avoid a 4-game sweep in the finale tomorrow at 6:35. This week's Area Softball Super 10 rankings were released by the Gazette today, with Cedar Rapids Jefferson sitting right on top. Last night, the Jayhawks belted 5 home runs in a sweep of City High, giving the team an all-time state record 59 home runs on the season. Kennedy Follows ranked 2nd with Benton 4th, Prairie 5th, Linmar 6th, and Iowa City West 7th. The Twins fell to the Red Sox last night 9-2 in Boston, but still have 2 games left to go in the 4-game series. They're back on the diamond tonight with Adalberto Mejia throwing for the Twins and struggling reigning Cy Young winner Rick Porcello for the Sox. That game got started just a little bit ago, and the Twins already lead 2-0 in the bottom of the first.
I don't even know if I want to look at the Cubs score right now with the Nationals, because I just saw on Twitter, and I try really hard not to pay attention to what's going on with the Cubs while I'm on the air, because I'm getting paid to talk about a number of things, not to sit in front of the computer and look at the score. But when a tweet pops into my timeline that says Steven Strasburg is out there looking like 1986 Roger Clemens, I know what that means. It's only 1-0 in the bottom of the second inning. The score just popped up in front of me. But it sounds like Steven Strasburg has come to play tonight. John Lackey got the start for the Cubs. There were some people who were surprised. I wasn't one of them. But about 50% of the team visited the White House earlier today, and John Lackey was among them. Now, Lackey was not there, I don't believe, when they went to see President Obama 4 months ago, but it was Lackey's day to start, and traditionally, starting pitchers like to have a very relaxed, low-key day before they go to the ballpark and start, and so I was a little surprised to see John Lackey make the trip to the White House, but not necessarily completely shocked that he may, even though it's his day to start. Now, I want to know the real story. Did Carl Edwards Jr. find the dinosaur museum or not? That's what I want to know.
The dinosaur museum, otherwise known as...
You ever been to Washington, D.C.?
I have never been to Washington, D.C.
Never.
I was actually going to go this past fall when Memphis was playing Navy and wasn't able to get the time off. But no, I've never been there. I really, really want to go.
D.C. is, it's hard to describe. It's totally worth the trip. I think every American should visit Washington, D.C. at some point in their life, because between the monuments and the people that you run into out there, the Congress critters and the lobbyists and everything, there's no other city in America like it. And you can't say that. You can try to say it about Chicago and New York. There's literally no other city in America like our nation's capital. Washington, D.C. is a fantastic place, and part of it is because of everything that you've got there, like the Smithsonian and the Vietnam War Memorial, which was absolutely mind-blowing when I went there. That is a powerful, powerful thing to see. And to see the steps of the Lincoln Memorial and the National Mall and the White House, it's a really, really cool trip. I don't begrudge these guys at all. I know there's some fans out there that are upset that some of the team went to the White House today. Those people probably didn't have any issue 4 months ago. And then on the other side, you probably had people that were herpaderp when the Cubs went 4 months ago because Obama was in the White House. And those people are probably celebrating today. To me, it doesn't matter. I'm with Joe Madden on this one. It's the office. And you get an opportunity to go, you do it. Now, I don't like the fact that Madden was basically saying they were paying political tribute for the Ricketts family, because that's another story. That's not necessarily respecting the office. That's doing your boss a favor. Now, of course, maybe that's good business too, but That's the kind of stuff that gets under people's skins. But that, who would have thought that visiting Donald Trump at the White House would be the second largest distraction on the Cubs trip to Washington, D.C.? 6:35, we'll step aside, take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk about the first biggest distraction on the Cubs trip to Washington, D.C. Catcher Miguel Montero and his comments last night after their loss to the Nats. Back with more after this.
It's time for some straight talk. You love your phone, right?
Oh, absolutely. I'm watching highlights on it right now.
But I'm guessing you don't love your big old expensive wireless plan with all the mystery fees and data overages on your bill every month.
Well, tell me about it.
Well, what if I told you, Greeny, that you could keep the phone you love but pay a whole lot less every month?
How do I do that?
Just switch to Straight Talk Wireless. You can actually keep your exact same phone, your exact same number, even your exact same network, but for a whole lot less than you're paying now.
Boom, that's a home run.
Out of the park.
Bring your own phone to Straight Talk Wireless. Unlimited plans start at just $45 a month with nationwide coverage on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart. Savings may vary. A month equals 30 days. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
Progressive presents Mindfulness with Flo.
You feel yourself getting lighter with each Progressive discount. Paperless, safe driver, multi-car. Yes, lighter, like a new line of sneakers. Or a slugger on a crash diet the week before spring training. Stay away from the cheesecake.
Ascend to a higher plane of insurance with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Thank you for never giving up.
Thank you for protecting our planet.
Thank you for saving the human race.
Only Valvoline Full Synthetic Motor Oil can deliver the ultimate protection needed for those protecting our world. We're proud to do our part to protect them. Thank you, Autobots, for doing yours to protect us all. Valvoline, the official synthetic motor oil of Transformers The Last Knight. Only in theaters. Right now, buy 5 quarts of Valvoline Full Synthetic Motor Oil at O'Reilly Auto Parts and get a free Valvoline action figure. Offer expires July 26, 2017. Proof of purchase required. Limit 2 while supplies last. See store for more details.
Welcome back. The Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn continuing on from the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. It is 6:38, and if you are with us on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids, you probably hear sirens going off right now. That's usually a good indicator that perhaps there's some nasty weather in the area. We'll do our best to stay on top of that. Sort of came up on us during that break there, but we'll keep an eye on what's going on with watches and warnings, but do be careful whenever you hear the sirens out there. It could be high winds. It could be tornadic. It usually means something bad and nasty is in the area and possibly imminent. So if you're hearing the sirens going off right now, maybe take the radio or the smartphone with you to the basement and seek some shelter until we can give you a better idea of what's going on. Now, I believe that they go off if it's in the county. And I'm looking at the radar right now, and it appears to be off to the north area, more towards Central City, Troy Mills. But I'm not a meteorologist, and I hate doing this live on the air, but I understand that it's kind of important to people out there that want to know what's going on, and I try to do the best that I can. But it doesn't look like it's very pleasant on the radar. There's a lot of red and some colors not normally associated with just a good old-fashioned summer thunderstorm. So be careful out there tonight, no matter where you're at. Central City, you are about to get hammered right now. As a matter of fact, that's what the folks at Channel 7 and Channel 9 are saying. So if you're in Central City, you should definitely be taking some cover right now. And if you are on the road headed in that direction, the northern portion of Linn County, make sure that you are taking shelter and you're aware of what's going on out there. Again, while we're on the air until 7 o'clock tonight, we'll do our best to stay on top of this. 319-366-1600, some severe weather in the area, throwing a little bit of a wrinkle into the final 20 minutes of the program tonight. The Cubs taking on the Washington Nationals. And Washington is, or was, I should say, up I don't know what the score is at this point because everything is severe weather related, as it should be at a time like this. But it's 3-0 in the bottom of the second inning now. Speaking of baseball, we'll join in progress tonight. The Twins and Boston Red Sox at Fenway Park. That game now in the top of the second. They got started on time tonight with Minnesota taking a quick 2-0 lead on the Red Sox. So plenty on tap tonight in the world of Major League Baseball. Poll question available for you at KGYMradio.com as well today. With the acquisition of Chris Paul, does that mean that the Houston Rockets are the number one contender in the West to Golden State? Not necessarily knocking the Warriors off their perch, but are they the biggest threat to Golden State? Yes or no? Vote in the poll question and check out Emil's Hideaway. They're on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's next to the Home Depot. And again, sirens going off because of the nasty weather in the central city area. So if you are hearing our voices and in the central city area, make sure that you take some shelter right now. Other thunderstorm warnings for much of the listening area for most of the night, too. So stay on top of things, social media. If you're at home, maybe throw on one of the local television stations and make sure that you're getting weather updates through that as well. We were talking at the beginning of the program today about Miguel Montero's comments last night after the Cubs' loss to the Nationals. Nationals ran all over the Cubs and Jake Arrieta. Trey Turner had 4 stolen bases. Miguel Montero, after the game, did something that you absolutely cannot do, and that was he threw his teammate and starting pitcher, Jake Arrieta, under the bus. And because of that, it took about 12 hours or so, but the Chicago Cubs designated him for assignment, which basically means they're removing him from the 40-man roster. And it's sayonara, see you later, do not pass go, do not collect $200. Miguel Montero, no longer a part of the Chicago Cubs. And sometimes, and I know this all too well, you've got to bite your tongue in situations where you get frustrated. And even if you're the one who's taking the heap of the scorn and you believe that you are wrongly being crucified for someone else's mistakes, sometimes it's best to just be a team player and take one for the team. Montero didn't do that last night, and he paid the price.
And we mentioned this in hour number one, but this is, I think, kind of the second and final strike that Montero had against him. He had been complaining heading into this season, and then he had complained a little bit in the postseason about his lack of playing time or possibly what his role was going to be on the team, and furthermore, his lack of playing time. So in this type of situation where the team is struggling, where they're looking to fill the void of the leaders, it was going to happen.
KWWL right now says there is a confirmed tornado near Central City, so you need to seek shelter immediately if you are near Central City. That is a confirmed tornado sighting near Central City, according to KWWL. Again, looking at the radar, it's very nasty off to the north. You're talking a lot of pockets of red, a little bit right now around Vinton and Monticello, up toward Manchester, and then the Dubuque area also is getting hit pretty hard right now. But the tornado is confirmed tornado near Central City, so make sure to seek shelter immediately. And we'll stay on top of what's going on with the rest of the severe weather tonight, but KWWL reporting that it is a confirmed tornado near Central City. So the sirens go off, and you may say, well, we're in Cedar Rapids, and we're fine and dandy, but somebody else who's hearing our voice may not be. So I feel like an ass sometimes because you almost want to apologize for the people for interrupting their sports talk show, but I'd rather make sure that people are safe than worry about what's going on with Miguel Montero and the Cubs, and that's what we're trying to do here right now. Is we will stick around tonight, and somebody will make sure that they are able to bring you updates beyond 7 o'clock if it warrants that. And right now,
It looks like it may warrant that, as we're going to be dealing with severe weather off and on for the most part tonight. They thought that perhaps it was going to wreak havoc with the Colonels game today at Veterans Memorial Stadium. It opened up and poured very briefly earlier this morning, but they had the tarp on at the field. They were able to get that game in. Colonels losing today 5-2 to the Burlington Bees. They'll wrap up that series tomorrow night, game 4 at Veterans Memorial Stadium at 6:35. So they got that game in. I don't know about tomorrow's game because I think we're supposed to continue dealing with the rain moving forward unless the forecast has changed. 319-366-1600. That's the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. I'll tell you what, we're going to step aside and take a quick break. We're going to make sure that we get all our watches and warnings in a row here, and we'll have the latest weather information to pass along to you when we return after this. You're listening to the Todd Bromelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn right here on KGYM, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, 107.5 FM in Cedar Rapids, and 1600 AM all across eastern Iowa. Be safe.
It's time for some straight talk. Those big wireless companies love to dangle a low price in front of you.
That's all you see on TV these days, all their so-called great deals.
But then, out of nowhere, they hit you with these activation charges and mystery fees.
That's a line drive right to the family jewel.
There you go, and it's not over. Then they nail you with data overages every month.
Good luck walking those off.
That's why you should just switch to Straight Talk Wireless. They have all the best phones from top brands for a whole lot less every month, and without all the mystery fees and overages.
Okay, but what's the coverage like?
Straight Talk uses the exact same 4G LTE wireless networks that the big guys do.
Sounds like it might be time to switch to Straight Talk.
Best phones, best networks for a whole lot less.
And you don't have to wear a cup.
Unlimited plans start at $45 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. A month equals 30 days. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
If your AC isn't cold, head over to O'Reilly Auto Parts during Murray AC Month for a 20-ounce can of AC Pro R134A refrigerant with a gauge and hose on sale for $32.99 after mail-in rebate. Cool your AC system in three easy steps with a can of AC Pro at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supplies. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Introducing the new Lucky Charm Shake at Burger King. It's a mix of hand-spun vanilla-flavored soft serve, tasty bits of Lucky Charm cereal, and memories of watching Saturday morning cartoons in your PJs. The new Lucky Charm Shake at Burger King. Relive your childhood in a cup. Maybe it's the magical marshmallow pieces flying up your straw. Maybe it's the magically delicious taste. Whatever the reason, it's a good reason to head over to a Burger King restaurant and try one now. Only at Burger King. Also, try the Fruit Loop Shake now at Burger King. Shakes available for a limited time only. Participation varies.
Magic happens at the John Deere Classic. Whether it's Steve Stricker's historic three-peat, Jordan Spieth's dramatic finishes, or Ryan Moore's 2016 win and subsequent Ryder Cup success, it's always a great show.
Oh my goodness!
This year will be no different with more magic guaranteed. July 10th through the 16th. Visit JohnDeereClassic.com or call 309-762-GOLF for tickets and information. But hurry, the show starts soon.
On the job site, when you need it, you need it. Lost minutes mean lost dollars. And let's be honest, you're not in this line of work for the scenery. Let Star Equipment back you up. Star Equipment's been raising the bar on construction equipment and supplies for just shy of 50 years now. They sell and can deliver top-flight equipment so you can keep the clock and the money ticking. Star Equipment. Iowa born in 1968. StarEquip.com.
Todd Bromelkamp back with you here as severe weather hitting the area on all three of our frequencies in the KGYM listening area. None more so than our 107.5 FM North Gym frequency. Right now we mentioned that tornado that was confirmed near Central City. It is heading northeast and right now toward Prairieburg, which is northeast of Central City, southeast of Coggin in Linn County. So if you are in that area, and we're talking heading up toward Castle Grove, Hopkinton, and maybe Delhi, Worthington, Rockville, up toward Dyersville and Highway 20, maybe even Monticello, depending on which way this would track, That is the direction that the storm with the confirmed tornado is headed at this point. So if you are within the path of this tornado and of this storm, definitely be seeking shelter. As a matter of fact, looking at the radar right now, definitely looks like it's as nasty as we've been saying that it is. So again, you heard the sirens. If you were in Cedar Rapids about 10 minutes ago, it's for the northern portion of Linn County, but there was a confirmed tornado spotted near Central City, now heading northeast. And do be careful tonight if you are out and about, and make sure that you keep an eye on the severe weather. I believe there's a tornado watch until 10:15, I think I saw earlier tonight. The atmospheric conditions will be ripe for some tornadic activity. So between that and the thunderstorms, that's for most of the area. Now, I don't know the reason why, but I did see that Joe Winters, who was at the ballpark earlier today, Veterans Memorial Stadium, they were having a little bit of a weather display. Him and Brittley Ritz and some of the other KCRG meteorologists were on hand. Weather radio transmissions are out until tomorrow for a good portion of eastern Iowa, and that, I believe, is tied in with the EAS system. And I don't know the reason for that. Perhaps it's routine maintenance. I don't know. Don't want to speculate. But if you've got a weather radio, do not rely on that weather radio for the time being, because for whatever reason, for most of eastern Iowa, weather radio transmissions are not going to be working until tomorrow. So again, some severe weather in the area tonight, and we'll do our best to stay on top of it here. If you're hearing our voice on 1600 AM somewhere in eastern Iowa, chances are that you're going to be dealing with either thunderstorms or something worse tonight. But again, if you rely on a weather radio, it could be a little problematic for you until tomorrow. And I don't know what the reason for the outage is. We're talking weather radio, not a terrestrial radio like you're listening to us on our three frequencies. But do not rely on your weather radios alone during severe weather coverage for the next 24 hours or so, because right now those are down and out. It's 6:53. Welcome back in to the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. Kyle Mann is here in the studio with us until 7 o'clock tonight. 107.5 FM listeners, you're going to get the Minnesota Twins in progress at Fenway Park, the third game of that four-game series between the Twins and the Red Sox. We'll join that in progress. Kyle's going to bring you a Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One, where you're the one, our last of the evening.
It was announced earlier today that the Iowa women's basketball team will be playing Florida State for their matchup in the Big Ten ACC Challenge, and that game is going to be played in Iowa City on Wednesday, November 29th. Iowa returns four starters from a team that went 20-14 and appeared in the women's NIT a year ago, but the Seminoles finished ranked 7th in the NCAA after going 28-7 and advancing to the Elite Eight. The Colonels lost 6-2 to the Burlington Bees for the second game in a row last night and had a quick turnaround for a noon game today. Eduardo Del Rosario started for the Colonels and surrendered 5 runs in 5 1/3 innings, and that's all the Bees needed to cruise to a 5-2 victory today. The Colonels will try to avoid a 4-game sweep in the finale tomorrow night at 6:35. This week's Area Softball Super 10 rankings were released by the Gazette today, with Cedar Rapids Jefferson sitting on top. Last night, the Jayhawks belted 5 home runs in a sweep of City High, giving the team an all-time state record 59 home runs on the season. Kennedy Follows ranked 2nd with Benton 4th, Prairie 5th, Linmar 6th, and Iowa City West 7th. The Twins fell to the Red Sox last night 9-2 in Boston, but still have 2 games left to go in the 4-game series. They're back on the diamond tonight with Adalberto Mejia throwing for the Twins and struggling reigning Cy Young winner Rick Porcello for the Sox. The Twins already lead that game 2-0 at the end of 2 innings after RBIs by Miguel Sano and Max Kepler. You can hear that on 107.5 The North Gym.
Severe thunderstorm warning for much of northeastern Iowa right now. That includes parts of Linn County as well as Tama and Jones. There is a flash flood warning in Clayton and Fayette counties, and tornado watches for many of the counties in eastern Iowa. That, again, goes until, I believe, 10:15 tonight. Tornado watches. Did see a picture on social media from a state trooper of the tornado that was spotted northeast of Marion. It was certainly a tornado. You don't have to be a trained spotter to figure that one out. So this storm continues to make its way to the northeast. And again, if you're in the Monticello area, that general vicinity heading up towards Dubuque, that's probably the path right now. As a matter of fact, there's a tornado warning until 7:15 for Jones County. And that's looking like a pretty nasty area of a cell north of Anamosa, between Anamosa and Monticello, basically right along Highway 151 heading northeast. So a tornado warning until 7:15 tonight for Jones County right now, which is you can hear us there. So do not rely just on your weather radios, because for whatever reason they aren't working until Thursday. But keep it either tuned here to KGYM or turn it on to one of the local TV stations, and they'll do their best to make sure that you stay safe tonight, because we loved having you here with us on a Wednesday edition of the program, and we would really like to have you with us for a Thursday edition of the program coming up tomorrow. It's going to be Woodja, and who else is on the program tomorrow?
We're going to have Sean Poppin of the Cedar Rapids
Colonels, right,
following his all-star appearance, and Scott Docterman from the Land of Tan is going to join us as well.
Sean Poppin, a Harvard man in that Colonels rotation this year at Veterans Memorial Stadium, spent a little bit of time here last year as well, and Scott's going to be with us to talk about that series that they're doing at landof10.com, the top 20 stories in the history of Iowa athletics. I was a part of that. And today, I believe, or the one that I saw today, had to do with the football season a couple years ago. So great reads all around. Scott's going to tell us a little bit about that series. That's going to do it for this program here on KGYM. Keep it here. We'll have you updated on severe weather all night long. Twins baseball on the way on 107.5 FM.
Magic happens at the John Deere Classic, whether it's Steve Stricker's historic three-peat, Jordan Spieth's dramatic finishes, or Ryan Moore's 2016 win and subsequent Ryder Cup success. It's always a great show.
Oh my goodness!
This year will be no different, with more magic guaranteed, July 10th through the 16th. Visit JohnDeereClassic.com or call 309-762-GOLF for tickets and information. But hurry, the show starts soon.
On the job site, when you need it, you need it. Lost minutes mean lost dollars. And let's be honest, you're not in this line of work for the scenery. Let Star Equipment back you up. Star Equipment's been raising the bar on construction equipment and supplies for just shy of 50 years now. They sell and can deliver top-flight equipment so you can keep the clock and the money ticking. Star Equipment. Iowa born in 1968. StarEquip.com.
When the game is on the line, you put the ball in the hands of your best player, because they always perform under pressure. And at Valvoline, we too believe performance comes from hands-on expertise. That's why we created Valvoline Full Synthetic, specially formulated to provide maximum engine protection against friction and wear. So when performance counts, put your engine in the right hands. Valvoline, 150 years under the hood. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts now and buy 5 quarts of Valvoline Full Synthetic and an oil filter starting at just $33.99. See store for restrictions and details.
I met someone. It's something you hear a lot from people on Match, because more people have met their someone on Match than any other dating app. Everyone wants to find that meaningful connection. Match is number one in first, but also in second dates too. Now I'm going to hook